everyone. Welcome to Curiosity Killed the Cat. We're three curious friends.
That's us.
I'm Christy.
I'm Nash.
I'm Yvette. We'll be talking about all things paranormal, supernatural, creepy, spooky, and anything that makes you say, what the f***?
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Curiosity Killed the Cat.
Hi, everyone.
I am here today accompanied by Yvette.
Thank you so much. Back.
Thanks for joining me today, Yvette.
What up?
I got a crazy story for you.
For real?
Yeah. Do you remember?
Rewind
to 29th. Do you remember?
21st night of September. Ooh. I remember, girl. What's up?
Okay. Do you remember 2019? The sun was shining. It was December. SoCal, because, you know, it's SoCal.
Uh-huh.
And do you remember seeing some missing children? Come up on the news by the name of...
Girl, there's always missing children.
All right. Good point. But the name of Tylee and JJ.
Yes, I know this story. Uh-huh.
And good old mama was hanging out sunbathing in Kauai, Hawaii.
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, let's rewind to the beginning because that is my story for you guys today. Oh, my curious cats and my lovely co-host here, Yvette.
Clink, clink to my return. I know you all miss me.
Of course.
I'm here for your listening pleasure.
So, guys, when I had first heard this story, I don't know about you, Yvette, but I didn't realize. Look, I'm going to be honest. I thought this bitch took off to Hawaii, wanted to start her new life with her man, and got rid of the kids.
Okay.
What did you think? Do you remember, like, what your thoughts were back then?
Well, no, I thought the same thing. Mom did it, yeah.
Okay. I didn't think all this crazy nonsense was going through her head. I didn't know any of that.
Okay.
So the more research I did, the more I thought this would be a great story to share with our curious cats.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you enjoy it, too. And please jump in if you guys get lost. Of course, our audience can't jump in, but Yvette will jump in. And
I will interject on your behalf, people. Don't even trip.
Yes, to make sure we're all in.
I am here to speak for the people with no voice.
Because there are a lot of players in this game.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving, a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's quite a grapevine. I've tried to simplify it. I know people that might know a lot about this case might say, hey, you guys left this out, you guys left that out. Trust me, guys, we know, but I don't want to confuse our audience. So this is just a more simplified version of everything that went down with Lori Vallow.
Saquen a la desgraciada.
Oh, man, for real. This lady, she's going to piss you off.
Yes, she's something else.
I don't even know what to compare her to, but I mean, Blanche Monnier's mother? I don't even know.
Mother. Her mother.
We already clinked, right?
Yeah, we clinked. Let's clink to all the mothers out there. Clink, clink.
Well, I might as well have my last sip.
Same here. Okay, continue.
All right, good old Trader Joe's wine. Like I said, you guys want to send us any drinks?
Damn, that was really good.
I'm going to give you Yvette.
Oh, pues. Sorry, guys. She had a little too much wine. She can't drink tonight.
I'm going to give you Yvette's...
P.O. Box.
Address?
P.O. Box.
You can send it there. I Unsealed swear, I live welcome. Miles away.
Like 2 feet away.
I know.
I'll throw them over to your little patio.
Oh, gosh. So, like I said, Lori Vallows. All signs end up pointing to Lori at the end of the day, mm-hmm. right? She's linked to all this craziness. And the crazy part is that a lot of people didn't see this coming. In previous years.
Mm-hmm.
Lori was a good, well-spirited mom to her biological children as well as her stepchildren. In 2014... when given the opportunity to adopt a child together, Lori and her fourth husband,
damn,
Charles, adopted Joshua, also known as JJ. So Lori, as I mentioned, she's on her fourth husband. I'm not too sure about the situations prior, but she did have a child with her third husband, and that's Tylee. Tylee comes into the new marriage. But unfortunately for Tylee, her father dies in 2018. So there is no father connected to her. She just has her mother at the time and other family members. But Just that is a side note because it will come into play later on. People don't just give any couple a child to adopt. It's right. Because they had a nice family structure. Everybody thought they had a good relationship. JJ even had autism, and at the time he was a little toddler. Originally, he was going to be adopted by his own grandparents. And although JJ's grandparents loved JJ to pieces, they felt JJ would be better off with Lori and Charles. And at that time, Tylee, as I had mentioned before, Lori's daughter, was 12 when the adoption occurred. She had so much love for little JJ. The two were inseparable. She even said JJ was hers, and she took care of him as if he was her little boy.
Oh, that's sweet.
In 2018, Lori became infatuated with Chad Daybell's books. Chad Daybell wrote numerous books about end of times, his religious beliefs, and he garnered a large following. She was not going to miss the opportunity to meet him when he was teaching an evening class at the church, at her church actually, of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Fangirling over here.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? If you love an author, you're like first in line. Yeah. Chad. They both hit it off immediately and even traveled together to religious conferences. Mm-hmm. They went to St. George, Utah, where Chad gave talks on his books regarding spiritual dreams and visions of the end of the world. She started recording with him on his podcast.
Dang. So she became a total groupie.
Yeah.
Chad Daybell.
I agree. And they crossed over with other podcasts, and a lot of the podcasts pretty much the main focus was doomsday and prepping for the end of the world.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
According to them, the end of the world was near and scheduled to be.
When is the world not ending, first of all? That's all I gotta say.
Well, that's a good point, girl, because we survived their end of the world. Because
the world's been ending for like 20 years, guys, okay?
Mm-hmm. Their end of the world was scheduled to be July 22nd of 2020.
Oh my gosh. Well, the Rona was here and nothing happened.
Yeah, and they're still alive.
Oh, maybe now. Or maybe to them, they can think, oh, see, we predicted the end of time.
I bet when Rona hit, they're like, this is the beginning. Like, everything's going to hit.
And all their followers are like, oh my God, they're telling the truth.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. How many people, you guys, to our listeners though, how many doomsday preppers that they know, they're like, we got to go into our bunkers. How many people are in their bunkers right now, dude?
I don't know, but if you have a bunker, can you send me your address?
I would love to know who's in their bunker right now waiting out the...
Imagine... Oh, wait, what are they hiding
from? We gotta hunker down.
The world, the aliens, or the coronavirus? Like, what are they hiding from?
I wonder, as soon as the pandemic hit, how many people ran to their bunkers? They started putting on their gas masks on.
They ran out of food and came back out.
I would love to know.
Or toilet paper.
Yeah. Okay, continue. Sorry.
All right. So, Lori had a close friend. Her name was Gib. You'll hear her a little bit throughout the episode. This is her only close friend that I do talk about. The reason I do is because Gib would record and traveled with Lori and Chad. So she kind of had a little bit more insight about what was going on with their beliefs.
So her name is Gib, G-I-B?
Yeah, I believe that was her last name. So we're going to call her Gib.
Gib, got it.
She states in the beginning of Lori and Chad's relationship, Chad mentioned different portals in living numerous earth lives. She remembers him mentioning he lived 31 lives.
No mames way.
All right, we're all about reincarnation, but
let's keep it real, guys. Yeah, that's a little much, bro. Come on now.
So Lori jumps in and says she lived 21 lives prior to her present life.
That's why she got married 4 different times. It wasn't her.
Maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. He even told Lori that she and him, Chad, had been married multiple times in prior past lives.
That's a panty dropper right there.
So they just found each other again, girl.
Oh my gosh. Imagine someone tells you that in a pickup line.
Oh my God. In early 2019, things started to shift quickly. Remember, Lori is still married to Charles, her 4th husband.
But she's traveling around with this author,
mm-hmm.
this doomsday prepper guy.
That she's infatuated with his writing. She's
totally groupieing it up.
Wake up and smell the coffee, Charles.
Ay, Charles, what am I going to do with you?
He began to see drastic changes in his wife. He tried to get her mental help by taking her in for a 72-hour evaluation.
Like a hold? Like a psychiatric hold?
Yeah, like to evaluate like her thoughts, her ideas.
To the loony bin she went.
To the loony bin.
Oh, no.
She went and was cleared, and she jumped right out of that loony bin, girl.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And she continued to spend time with Chad and record the podcast with him, even after, you know, her husband's
in. Is the podcast still on?
You know, have you heard it? I think it is. I think that some of the ones that they crossed with.
Yeah.
Are, I think they may have deleted those episodes.
Oh.
But I think theirs might still be on. But I, you know what? I gotta check it out.
We're gonna do our research and we'll get back to you guys.
Yes.
Tell you if it's worth rating or not.
I'm sure it's probably BS, guys. As you'll keep listening. You know, the more I read up on it, I didn't even care to listen to her stupid podcast.
Oh my gosh.
These people are
okay,
monsters.
tell me more. I'm intrigued now.
Okay. Charles had it when Lori told him she was a god preparing for the second coming of Christ. And if he got in her way of the mission, she's going to kill him.
What the hell?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Charles filed for divorce and documented what he had told him in the proceedings. He was advised to change the beneficiary on his life insurance, and he did, replacing Lori with his sister, Kay, to receive all the funds if something were to happen to him. I applaud Charles for this.
Clink to Charles for being smart.
Yes.
And changing the beneficiary.
Because some people kill each other, and then they get all that money. Yeah. Doesn't that make your blood boil?
Yeah, that sucks.
During the time Charles filed for divorce, Lori left the kids were relatives while she went away for 58 days.
Grouping it up?
Probably. No one knows exactly where she was during that time. But what Charles ended up retracting the divorce process because he wanted to reconcile with Lori.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Isn't that sad? Where do you go for 58 days?
What a stupid ass.
Where'd you go last time you were gone for 58 days?
Yeah, like, honey, where'd you go for 60s? Let's go back together. Oh my god, all
right. Dude, if we're gone for 2 days, the kids
dude,
are
if
dead.
I'm gone for more than 2 hours, what time are you coming back? Why don't you tell me you've been gone that long? Oh my god, where are you going? Can you take them with you? Oh gosh, you can't go. I can't even go to the bathroom alone, let alone be gone for 60 days alone. Oh my gosh.
I mean, you can only dream.
Oh gosh, this guy gets whatever is coming to him. What a dork.
Oh, well, it's coming to him, girl.
Oh, gosh.
Lori didn't show signs of wanting to work things out with her husband. She continued to live her life speaking with Chad daily and even had a separate phone she used to communicate with him.
Descarada.
Right? What? When you get a separate phone, sure. Damn, girl.
Yeah, if you have more than two phones, you're up to no good. It's like, come on, your spouse is a total dum-dum. They're like, oh, yeah.
But oh, I just think he let it slide, just hoping, like, oh my gosh, she'll find her way. I don't know. I'm just assuming. Like I said before, Gib was involved with both of them in the way that she would accompany them.
Mm-hmm.
She was part of their beliefs group and just...
So they had a cult, podcast. Kind of?
Yes, but it's, I think because this case hasn't gone to trial, I'm not sure if they're calling it that yet. So I guess you will see. I kind of don't call it that, but I'll just call it their beliefs group or mm-hmm. their group of
their little know. Group.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So Gib did ask Lori and Chad how come they won't just divorce their current spouse if they felt so meant to be together, and they said they simply were not allowed to. So guys,
how convenient. They're like, oh, we can't because we have life insurance policies off these two.
Mm-hmm.
We want to kill them first.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. I already know.
So yes, guys, Chad was married. He had a wife named Tammy.
Wow.
Tammy was the mother of his 5 children.
5 kids?
5 kids, right? You think you deserve a little more respect.
That's always so, oh my God.
I know.
Oh gosh. Know, and then when some of these priests do stuff like that, oh, Jesus spoke to me and Jesus is telling me, and by the love of Jesus, and oh my gosh, hallelujah, and all this other crap. I don't even want to hear it. Oh my gosh, this guy's pissing me off.
Well, he's gonna piss you off even more, girl.
Oh no.
Charles continued to attempt to reconcile his marriage. But it seemed Lori's ideas and actions were growing more and more irrational. He began to fear for the kids' well-being. In a cell phone call overheard by a friend, Lori calls Tylee a zombie. According to Lori, Tylee has been a zombie since around the age of 13 when she became difficult to deal with. Now, come on, guys.
It's like teenagers.
Exactly. Any 13-year-old, yeah, probably difficult to deal with. Zombies are enemies in Chad and Lori's mission. The mission cannot be completed with zombies among them.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh my gosh, okay. So if you're a zombie, you need to be terminated.
In other words, unfortunately. Charles texted a friend in the springtime of 2019, and I'm gonna read you guys, because everything was hitting the fan, I'm gonna read to you guys what Charles had wrote to this friend, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Quote, "It's the freakiest thing I've ever experienced. She's with a group of people called woke and preparing a people. She says an evil spirit named Nick Snyder murdered me and is using me to violate her."
What?
So not only is Lori having all these ideas, she's some kind of goddess who's going to survive the end of the world, the second coming of Christ, but now her husband, Charles, has been murdered and is being used, his body apparently is being used by a Nick Snyder.
Nick Snyder.
So okay. Nick Snyder is the new Charles, so watch out, Lori.
Oh my gosh, this lady's delusional. Okay.
She pretty much got delusional. So delusional that on July 11th of 2019, let me tell you guys, Lori has a brother. His name is Alex Cox. He's pretty much her ride or die. He seems to have done a lot for her. But like I said, this case is still going to go to trial, and I'm sure a lot more shit's going to unfold. So just remember, Alex Cox is her brother, okay? While Charles went to pick up his son, JJ, for a visit, Lori's brother, Alex Cox, shot and killed Charles.
Oh my God.
Cox said the shooting was in self-defense. He claimed he and Charles were having a verbal argument when Charles came at him with a bat. Alex went to get a gun from another room and shot him twice in the chest, killing Charles. He then calmly called 911 and told them of the incident. Alex said Charles did hit him with a bat. And then Alex showed the authorities he had a small cut in the back of his neck.
Mm-hmm.
He was taken in for questioning, and the case remains under investigation. Here is part of the 911 call Alex made after shooting Charles twice in the chest.
I shot my brother-in-law.
Okay, what part of his body is injured?
In the chest.
Okay, is he awake and responsive or unconscious?
Unconscious.
Okay, is he breathing?
I can't tell.
Okay, are you willing to go over to him and check?
Sure.
Okay, can you just let me know if you see his chest going up and down? How old is he?
It's not moving. He's 60.
Okay, and are you wanting to start CPR?
No, I don't know how to do that.
I can walk you through it.
Okay.
Well, that afternoon that, you know, her beloved husband was killed, Lori decided to have people over and host a pool party.
At the house where he was killed?
At her house, yes. So Charles went to pick up JJ, their adoptive son.
He got killed, and then she had a party that same day.
Apparently, she had a party that same day.
What?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, she's cutthroat.
Lori's nuts. So, well, sorry, maybe I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, no, girl, she's nuts. Yeah, she's nuts. Yeah, why sugarcoat it?
Well, you she's know, crazy. The following day, you're cleaning up after a party, throwing out those red cups,
little
you know,
Dixie cups.
And I think, you know, she got the idea of, you know what, let me reach out to that life insurance, collect my money.
Oh,
and to
no.
Her surprise. She was informed Charles changed his beneficiary earlier Good. That year to his sister Kay.
In your face, biatch.
Mm-hmm. If that's not karma.
Dang, imagine the surprise when you think like you got away with it and you have no money coming to you.
Yeah, you have nothing.
Dang.
She messaged Kay angrily, telling her how could he leave everything to her and not Lori and the five children. Well,
5 children?
Yeah, because they had stepchildren, and then he still had children as well. And then she had Ty Lee and another son, and then they both had JJ. Right? So, she was not a happy camper.
Oh, I'm sure. Her plan didn't go as planned.
No, fuck no. And that same day, she decided to text her stepsons, Charles's biological children, that their father has passed away.
A text message.
A text message, guys.
Wow.
Can you imagine getting a message like that? That
bitch.
So I'm going to read the text to you guys. Ready? Here it is. Quote. Hi, boys. I have very sad news. Your dad passed away yesterday. I'm working on making arrangements and I'll keep you informed with what's going on. I'm still not sure how to handle things. Just want you to know that I love you and so did your dad. End quote. Well, the boys, long story short, they were trying to get a hold of Lori. You know, right after the text. That's not... Yeah, you think you'd call?
Well, yeah. First of all, you would think you would call, but you would think you'd call the same day that this happened, not a day later.
Not a day later after your pool party and...
After your pool party and everything. What the hell? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
But, yeah, they tried to call her. They were not able to get a hold of her at first, but eventually they did. All right. So, 4 weeks later... After Charles's murder, Lori put up JJ's golden doodle up for sale. Now remember, guys, JJ is autistic. And this is not just his beloved childhood pet. It is his service dog to help him with his autism. After a failed attempt to sell the dog, Lori returned the dog to the kennel which they originally got him from. By the end of August 2019, just 8 weeks after Charles was murdered, Lori, the children, Tylee and JJ, as well as her brother, moved to Rexburg, Idaho. Tylee was actually going to stay in Arizona with a friend, but she changed her mind and relocated with the family because she was very protective of her brother, JJ. She didn't want him to move to Idaho alone. After all, retracting what had just happened over the past 8 weeks, JJ technically lost his adopted father.
And his dog.
His lifelong buddy, his dog. And for Tylee to stay behind, that would have been another one. I can't imagine what he could have been
going through. Yeah, it would have been too much.
Yeah, okay. For sure. After the move, this is when the kids' disappearances get a little blurry. During the investigation, the authorities find a picture of Tylee and JJ at Yellowstone National Park. The picture is dated to have been taken on September 8th of 2019. And there was another picture from the entrance of the park showing Lori and Alex were accompanying the children on this trip. The following day, Alex's phone is pinged at Chad's residence and a text is sent to his wife, Tammy. Okay, so Alex, Lori's brother, the following day after this trip is at Chad's residence. Mm-hmm. Now, you guys remember Chad is the pretty author. Much... the leader of these spiritual beliefs.
The spiritual group.
And Chad is still married to his wife, Tammy, and they still live together. So he texts Tammy, and I'm assuming he texts her because of the dirt being moved. Okay, so let me tell you why the dirt was moved. Okay, this is what Chad texts Tammy. He says, he shot a raccoon and buried it in the pet cemetery. And that's all he told Tammy. Okay. Months later, this is where Tylee's body is found.
Oh my gosh. Imagine if your husband, don't worry about that dirt patch. I just buried something
in it. And she probably didn't think anything. Would you think something?
I don't think your husband was fishy. Well, first of all, my husband would not be disappearing for 60 days with some groupie.
Yeah, I guess you would think their relationship's already random.
Yeah, like he would not be texting randomly this person all the time. He would not be moving to Idaho with this person and leave me alone with the kids. I don't think so. It's not happening over here, but I can't judge. I don't know what kind of relationship they had, but come on, are you that dumb?
Well, maybe he shot a raccoon.
No, girl. No.
What would you do? Dig up the dirt?
Yes, I would totally dig up whatever was back there. I would, girl. I'd be like, really? Like,
shut up.
You wouldn't? I would. See, the wife is an accomplice too. She let that shit happen in her house.
Oh my god, I never thought of that, girl. Like, yes? I never thought would I dig, like, I feel like I'd question more, but would I undig, like, would I dig the dirt?
How big was the hole? I need to know how big that hole was. It had to be big
because
exactly.
Kylie was 17.
Exactly. So she was at least, like, 5 feet tall.
Yeah, you're
raccoons
right.
Raccoons are, like, in a little hole. You know what I mean?
They're, like, the size of a toddler.
Raccoons?
They get pretty big, girl.
No, that's not the size of JJ. Of your, I mean, your son. Not the,
yeah,
not
a little
this
bit.
JJ in the story. No, they're not the size of a dog. I think they're like a small, like little cat.
No, they get a little plump.
Let me Google Schmoogler.
Google it, girl. And I'm going to tell you, because one time I was going to work at 5 in the morning, and there was a family of raccoons by my car.
A full family?
There was 3.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Really? And they were big like dogs?
They were like a good plump.
Three feet long.
There you go. Yeah. And they're fluffy. So they're like, they're a good little plump. But a 17-year-old, you're right.
Yeah, it's like, that's 60 difference. Feet. Like 60 inches, I mean 60 feet.
Oh,
that's
Tammy, 60. You should have dug up that body, girl. Because, girl, the next body.
Tammy needs to go to jail too, please. Thank
the next
you.
Body was
I
Tammy.
I rest my case.
Oy, oy, oy.
Oh, no. Okay, uh-huh.
In September 19th, Gib, as we had mentioned before, Lori's best friend, and Gib's boyfriend paid Lori a visit from Arizona. Remember, Lori had relocated the family to Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to visit, and during that visit, Lori shared with Gib that JJ is a zombie.
Uh-oh, here we go.
As he has become difficult to deal with.
Uh-oh.
Later on, Alex takes JJ to his place for a few hours and returns him late at night, while Gib and Lori are recording a podcast episode. Gib states Alex carried in JJ as if JJ was asleep. I know. Because, guys, let me tell you, this is the last verifiable account of someone seeing JJ, quote, alive. The following day was September 23rd, and Lori unenrolls JJ from school, stating she will be homeschooling him instead. I just want to let you guys know, side note, in case some of you guys are asking, how come Ty Lee wasn't in school? Why didn't people sound the alarms about her? Well, she was 17 already, and according to family, she had actually graduated early.
Oh, okay.
So Ty Lee does not have her biological father still alive. She's not in school, so people weren't really sounding the alarms for her, but people did claim that they had texted her.
Mm-hmm.
And when she would reply, it didn't feel like tightly.
It didn't sound like her.
It didn't sound like her.
Yeah, because certain people have certain personalities when they text.
And she would cut it short. Like, if people said, hey, I miss you, call me. She'd be like, oh, I miss you too, I'm busy. And people said, like, that's not how she used to be.
Okay.
Yeah. And the following week, Lori rents a 10x10 storage. You know, I knew someone else that wanted to rent 10x10, Yvette.
Who?
You!
Oh, yeah. It's for my dead body. I wanted to hang them up.
Was it for posh or was it for...
I told you, my dead bodies. I needed to hang them up.
On video surveillance, Lori is seen in 9 separate occasions carrying large items in and out. And she was accompanied by Chad or Alex.
Very suspicious.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. They fill up the unit with most items belonging to the children, such as their bikes, clothes.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm. And sports equipment.
Yeah, that's fishy, all right.
Super fishy. Pictures of the kids were hung up almost like a shrine.
What the hell?
Right? Why would you... Who hangs up pictures in the storage?
Yeah, first of all,
Mine's full of bins. No. And gun casings were stored there as well.
Gun casings?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, guys. So, you ready for the next death? On October 19th, Tammy...
Ready! We're ready!
Tammy wakes up dead. Apparently, she has died in her sleep.
Chad's wife.
Yes, ma'am.
Is dead.
Chad's wife that did not go investigate the raccoon in the pet cemetery.
The raccoon got her.
She was going to be the next one in that pet cemetery. Chad states when he woke, she was gone and had been gone for hours, according to him.
Since she had been dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess metamorphosis would be the only sign.
Rigor mortis.
What's metamorphosis?
Not metamorphosis. Rigor mortis.
Oh my goodness gracious. Uh-huh. Okay, since Chad opted out of an autopsy, the death was that of natural causes.
Okay, so they just thought, okay.
Why would I say metamorphosis?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's the rigor mortis.
Rigor mortis was hitting Tammy. She was stiff as a door. Actually, I don't know if that's what it was.
Stiff as a door.
I don't know if that's what it was.
Toda tiesa y tirada.
For reals, the day old tortillas is what she looked like. I don't know if that's what it was, but he claims that it had happened hours ago.
Yeah, okay. Maybe she was just cold and... Mm-hmm. Her eyes were all glazed over, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Seeing a dead, something dead like that is pretty creepy.
I don't wish to do that.
Oh my gosh. Soon. No, I saw a dead puppy. My aunt's dog had a dead puppy, like, had litter of puppy.
Oh, okay.
Of puppies. Okay. And the rat was really small. So we were, like, feeding it for a few days. And then it was just so cute. And then after, I think it was like 3 or 4 days, on the fourth day, I went, we put in a shoebox with like a blanket and everything. And then I woke up and then I went, I was like, oh, I want to hold it. And when I went, it was all like, it was like super stiff. His teeth were like he was snarling, like his teeth, all his teeth were out. And his eyes were like, glaze, like they had like this white film over it. I literally dropped it. It was the scariest thing ever seen. I can't imagine seeing a human like that.
No,
it was literally like this. Like, you should take a picture for our followers.
Oh my god,
so creepy, girl. Wait, like,
even the dog died at your aunt's house?
Yes, at my aunt's house.
And it looked like the okay, so I you think guys can't see that, but she almost looked shocked, like her paws are up.
Yeah,
like
the dog's paws were up and he was just stiff, like his,
what if
his
the dog teeth saw were showing the ghost
in all your his aunt's teeth house. Were showing. No, girl, the baby, the it was a runt of the litter.
But what if it's a
no,
and it died like of a like a heart attack?
No, I don't think so. But I think that I think the dog had died maybe early in the night, because it was hard. Like, I literally dropped it on the hardwood floor and it let out a thump and everything. Like, but it was so scary, because seeing him this with all his teeth out.
Who
and
picked up the dog?
I don't know. I left him there. I don't know what happened
to him. It was probably your aunt.
I think my aunt did grab it. But dude, it was so scary. Imagine seeing a human like that. Oh no.
You guys, you know, now that you mentioned that, I don't think I've seen like that animals, really.
No?
Other than roadkill. No. Fuck. Man. Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I feel fortunate that I'm not exposed, but sometimes I feel so sheltered. Like, day something happens, I'm going to be a freaking mess.
Oh, God forbid. I don't know.
God forbid is right.
Yeah, continue.
All right, guys. So Tammy died October 19th.
And... R.I.P. Tammy, R.I.P.
Yes, Tammy, I am so sorry. On November 5th, in the beautiful island of Kauai, Chad and Lori are now pronounced as Mr. and Mrs. Daybell.
Oh, my gosh.
Ring the bell, girl. Ring the bell for us newlyweds.
How late after, how soon after the wife died?
It was like 3 weeks, girl. After their wedding, they returned back to Idaho as newlyweds. Yeah. I mean, Tammy might have still been in rigor mortis.
I know. They barely buried her and they're already selling. Oh, my.
Yep.
Very
her,
suspicious.
Her freaking tombstone probably wasn't even up yet.
Yeah, no.
After Marnie failed attempts to reach JJ through Lori, on November 26th, JJ's grandparents asked Rexburg police to perform a wellness check on JJ.
And let me just interject here. I'm googly schmoogling. And let me say, Chad, Lori was a huge downgrade compared to Tammy. I'm looking at Tammy and she's KU. And I'm over here looking at Lori looking all beat up. Like, what the?
For reals? Yeah. I thought Chad wasn't even like.
And Chad is not even cute himself.
Like, he's not.
But ugly. But Lori's cute. Tammy's pretty cute.
She is.
She's pretty. And I just got.
What a jerk.
Yeah. And then you look over here at Lori.
Guys, girl, don't kill your baby mamas. They gave you kids.
Girl, bye.
For reals. No, yeah. I didn't even think of that. But I want to take this moment, guys, to welcome JJ's grandparents to the stage.
Yay!
And clink, clink to them,
clink,
girl.
Clink to JJ's parents. What's going on?
So JJ's grandparents, if it wasn't for them, who knows when this investigation would have even started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they're the ones that sounded the alarm. They asked for a wellness check. Like I said, Tylee didn't have a lot of people looking for her, sounding the alarm, because she was older. They texted her. They got a response. And they kind of left it at that. I don't think anybody would think, oh, the worst. Mm-hmm, you know, but when a seven-year-old is missing, yeah, you're going to start saying, what the fuck?
Yeah, of course. Especially if you have people that care about them.
Exactly. Police visit Lori and Chad's condo, where Lori states JJ is fine, as he is staying with a friend in Arizona. They leave to verify Lori's accounts of JJ and are informed no one has seen JJ in months.
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, the authorities go back with a search warrant to search the home, and the newlyweds are gone. They just picked up and left from one day to the next.
Oh, because that's not suspicious at all.
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh.
All right, and get ready, girl, because we're going to have more wedding bells chiming.
No mames, who's getting married now?
Well, Lori's brother, Alex, has found the new love of his life. And on November 29th...
Wait, wasn't he married too?
No. Well, I mean, I don't think so.
No, okay, no, he wasn't married. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay, no. Uh-huh.
On November 29th, Alex ties a knot with Zulima. Alex and Zulima get married in Las Vegas. Lori loved her new sister-in-law, as she believed she has mystical powers and she can control the elements.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Soon you will see their marriage last only 10 days. After her brother weds, Lori and her new husband, Chad, fly out to Hawaii. The kids are not seen with them when they fly out. They decided to go live in Hawaii, in the little island of Kauai.
So they moved to Hawaii without the kids?
Apparently, yeah. They flew out there. I don't think they didn't have like return flights. They were planning. It seems like everything pointed to they were going to live there.
Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. Things started looking fishy all around, and on December 11th, authorities decided to exhume Tammy's body for investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the reason why it wasn't exhumed before, or they didn't do the autopsy, was because nothing was really linked to Chad. Everything was like on Lori's side, like her brother being sketchy, the kids disappearing. Mm-hmm. But Chad was kind of on his own. So his wife dying, I don't think it made anybody it sounded suspicious. The alarm. But once these two got married, and then you realize both their spouses have passed within the same year.
Mm-hmm.
Both spouses looking healthy. And the kids have
disappeared. Yeah, it raises eyebrows. Like, exactly. What's going on?
So they decided to exhume Tammy's body for investigation. And the very next day, like I said, Alex's marriage only lasted 10 days because Alex is found dead in Zulima's home. The death was ruled to be due to natural causes, because they had found blood clots in his lungs and high blood pressure. I'm really curious to know if Lori and Chad have had anything to do with this.
Is there a life insurance policy on this Alex brother?
Well, I'm not sure, but if you think like Alex kind of helped people disappear.
Yeah, and like her husband.
Who knows if he may have had something to do with Tammy's death? Because it was the next day after they were going to exhume the body that Alex ends up dead. So we shall see, guys. This trial.
How are they killing these
up.
People without any trace?
Well, we're gonna find out. I don't know, but I'm sure a lot of shit will hit the fan in 2021, guys.
Keep an eye out.
Throughout the entire month of December 2019, media and Kauai police are hounding Lori and Chad down, asking them about the children's whereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
Where are your kids? Have you seen your kids? Who has your kids? Mm-hmm. Just trying to get anything. Lori and Chad seem to not give a damn about the people trying to find out where their kids are. They don't ask for a plea. They don't ask for anyone to help them find their children.
Mm-hmm.
Lori has nothing to say. She actually seems irritated that everyone is concerned for her children.
Mm-hmm.
She looks as fresh as a pineapple during a tropical vacation as if she was living her best life. No lie, guys. She's out there in freaking
splashing
summer dresses.
Around.
Her freaking beach hair. Just living her best life. Probably some sea salt spray up in there. Here's an audio clip of a reporter trying to get information as to the kids' whereabouts. Warning, guys, this is going to make your blood boil.
Can you tell me where your kids are? Where are your kids? No comment? They've been missing for 4 months. You have nothing to say? You're over here in Hawaii? Chad, where are Lori's kids? Why have you guys been in Hawaii for so long? Listen, just tell people what's happening. There's people around the country praying for your children, praying for you guys. Why don't you give us answers?
That's great.
That's great. That's great that they're praying for you, praying for your kids. What? You have nothing to say? Did you do something to your children? Are your children still alive? That's a simple question. I've got 3 kids of my own. I can tell you every minute where my kids are at. Where are your children?
On December 20th, the Rexburg police asked the public for any information regarding the kids' whereabouts, as Lori has zero interest in having accountability for her children. And this is when I think we all kind of started finding out, hey, these kids are missing. I remember seeing it on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And on December 29th of 2019, police officially announced Chad and Lori as persons of interest. Rexburg attorney Sean Bartholik issues a statement on Chad and Lori's behalf saying, quote, Chad Daybell was a loving husband and has the support of his children in this matter. Lori Daybell is a beloved mother and resents assertions to the contrary. We look forward to addressing the allegations once they have been moved beyond speculation and rumor. So stop mm-hmm. spreading rumors, guys. Mm-hmm. There's nothing sketchy about this. For the following month, the search continues, and JJ's grandparents plea for any information at all, even offering a $20,000 reward to anyone that is able to return the children.
Wow.
Yeah, guys, I can imagine.
That is terrible.
She won't tell them anything. She just don't give a damn.
She really won't?
No, she just don't give a damn. And people are looking for them, wanting any information.
Wow, that's how awful. Sad.
And then, so time passes by, and it is until January 25th of 2020. Mm-hmm. We're not in 2020, guys. That Kauai police provide Lori with a court order to physically produce Tylee and JJ to the Idaho Department of Welfare in Rexburg, Idaho, or to the Rexburg police within 5 days of being served with the order. I don't think she even deserved 5 days, but they gave her 5 days. It might be that's just the, you know, what they have to give her. On the fifth day, JJ's grandparents are waiting at the station until the very last minute and the clock strikes five. Still no kids, no sign of Lori, nothing. They waited a little longer, but still nothing. They were definitely losing hope. And then on February 20th of 2020, because she didn't produce the children or show any evidence that they were fine, Lori Vallow is a, well, I'm sorry, she's now Lori Daybell. Lori is arrested.
Get it right, girl. Get it right.
Lori is arrested in Princeville, Hawaii, with charges of 2 counts of felony desertion of a child, misdemeanor charges of resisting and obstructing an officer, solicitation of a crime, and contempt. She is held in a $5 million bond and will be attending trial in Idaho. A few days later, Chad returns to his home in Idaho. On March 6th, there is a full courtroom, guys. It is a shit show. Everybody's trying to get in there. The reporters are trying to be the first ones to have this story of Lori's hearing. And through the side door, like minutes before it started, Chad enters through the side door. And all you can hear in the courtroom is a bunch of...
Yeah, whispering.
Yeah, because they weren't really sure, like, you know, where everything stood. So he shows up. Lori walks in. Her demeanor showed of no remorse. Even seemed to walk with a smirk. Lori's bail is reduced to $1 million, but it doesn't really change much because they do not have the money to bail her out anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God that Charles, her fourth husband, changed that freaking life insurance policy. Or else she would have probably gotten out. I will say it was pretty sad watching the images. Like, Lori just...
Not even a tear for her kids, nothing. No.
And she still, like, had nothing to say as far as where they were at. So when she had her hearing, they still did not find these kids. These kids were still missing. And on June 9th of 2020, Chad is served with a search warrant of his property. They started digging in the back.
Yeah, cadaver dogs and all that, I'm sure.
Yes, ma'am. They find two sets of human remains.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And as we all assumed, it was JJ and Tylee's remains.
Oh, they weren't in the storage unit?
No.
I thought they were in the storage.
No, they were buried in the back of Chad's residence.
Oh, his Idaho property. Oh my gosh. The pet cemetery.
Pretty much.
The mother effer.
Yes, yes. It was JJ and Tylee's remains. JJ was wrapped in plastic and bound by duct tape. Tylee was dismembered and burned.
Oh my gosh.
It's awful, guys. Chad was taken into custody for questioning and later arrested on two felony counts. His bail is set at $1 million. Lori is charged with two felony counts of conspiracy to conceal evidence in Fremont County. They have both pled not guilty, and their trial is scheduled to take place this July 7th of 2021. I've never seen this, but Chad and Lori will be tried jointly.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And JJ's grandparents want justice served. Maybe because
they're married.
I think they're just in their little belief system together that they're just like ride or die.
Really? I'm looking here.
I'm thinking that's why they're doing it.
I'm looking and it says prosecutors plan to charge Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell with conspiracy to murder of their kids. Mm-hmm. And yeah, a lot of there's tons of articles. There's some here. Lori Vallow seemed like a super mom before kids vanished. Lori Vallow to face murder charges. And man, she looks worn down.
Oh yeah, after getting
locked up.
But I mean, like, nobody saw it coming. This story is literally, their life spiraled within the year of 2019.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's so sad. I don't know why she didn't just give the kids back.
This one's interesting because we usually, our stories have open and close. You know, it's ending, you know, like we know where everybody end up. And this one's still unraveling. There's details to come. So you're going to have to do a follow-up on this one.
I am. There's so much to come. I'm looking forward and at the same time a little scared for the details that are to come.
Yeah.
It's probably going to get some ugly, gruesome nastiness going on.
Oh, for sure, I think.
I'm surprised they didn't turn on each other, to be honest.
Well, I think when you're married, I think there's a law where you can't
testify
against your spouse. Mm-hmm. So that's why maybe they're trying them together, because you can't make your spouse testify against you. Like there's a law.
I have heard of that. But what do you think, in one way, like, you think Lori could, well, in a way, I kind of thought Lori was going to play the card of, like, she was manipulated by this man, like, he made her get rid of her kids. I don't know. That's kind of in the direction maybe I thought she would go on. But now that they're going to be tried jointly, now it's both. It's both. Whatever they're charged with, it's just, that's it.
Oh, it's a spousal testimonial privilege. Under this type of spousal privilege, one spouse cannot be compelled to give testimony against his or her spouse who is a defendant in a criminal trial or the subject of a grand jury proceeding. Spousal privilege is what it's called.
All right. Yeah, I had heard of something like that. Isn't that crazy? What if you witnessed it? Like, what if Tammy saw the raccoon was not a raccoon? How does that work?
It's spousal privilege. Like, she's protected. Like, she doesn't.
What if she wants to testify?
Or you can't? I don't even know how that works.
We gotta call a criminal justice
meeting. Yeah, we need to talk. Can my spouse testify against me at my criminal trial? Let's see.
I kind of feel like they couldn't, because what if spousal your spouse
privilege,
hates you?
Marital privilege or husband-wife privilege is a term used. Marital privilege. First, the marital privilege law exists at the state level. The spouse of the defendant shall be a competent witness for the defendant in all criminal actions. I have no idea. That's weird.
That is weird.
I'm not knowledgeable. to know enough. Unless the defendant can invoke the confidential marital communication privilege, she cannot prevent her spouse from testifying against her if he decides to do so.
Oh, okay.
You have to invoke that privilege.
All right. I guess so, guys.
Get married before you commit your murder.
For real. I wouldn't be surprised if some people did that.
Before you hack, hack, hack.
Victor.
Victor. Nick Schneider over here.
Oh, man. Sorry, Charles. Rest in peace, Tammy.
Oh, my gosh.
The kids, it's just very unfortunate.
That sucks. Two innocent lives. Kids defenseless. They had probably had no idea what was coming to them.
I feel really bad for his grandparents. I can't imagine if I would have been able to adopt a child, but I thought it would fit better in another family.
Mm-hmm.
And then that happens, like,
guilty, huh?
That sucks. You would never thought that was gonna come. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll stay tuned for next week's story.
Yes, and
don't let us know your thoughts.
Talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, guys, just wanted to update you that we have our email and IG up and running. Please send your comments and suggestions to thecuriouscatpod@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram @CuriousCatPodcast.
Please rate, review, subscribe, and tell a friend.
Stay curious, and remember, curiosity killed the cat.
Wow.